Your busy day got you stressed out? Sit back, relax, and get ready for a smooth ride with DJ Diesel.
Good evening. It's currently 5:09. I'm your host, DJ Diesel, better known as Navy Penny Officer Crime Van Diesel. I have Mr. G in the studio with me from Sicanella Scuba Club. He's actually the president. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. You're pushing your hour, man. It's only 4.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's 4.
Hey, he's ready to go, man. He's pumped up, so he's like an hour ahead. But anyway, I'm doing fine, man. How was your 4th of July weekend?
It was good. You know, I actually got a dive in, went to Terramina.
I know, man, because I hooked it up for you.
Yeah, you really did.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, we had a good time. We had an excellent weekend, and I'll tell you all about it, bro.
Oh, we got to ask you the question of the day first.
Sure.
What is the best song to start off a party?
Let's get it started by the Black Eyed Peas.
Good one. Stay tuned to hear more upcoming events. When we'll come right back, you're listening to 105.9 AFN Sicanella, station serving America's best. I'm back in studio here with Mr. G, president of the Sicanella Scuba Club. I just want to ask you how that cleanup went. I wasn't here for it.
Oh, man, I tell you what, it was an amazing day. Very hot day, too, but we had an excellent turnout. Sicanella Scuba Club represented with 12 divers, and we had about 5 volunteers that did above water cleaning. But as far as the whole group and event, we had 3 associations that came out as well, too, from the Italian side. So we had a very nice intercultural diving session and afterwards barbecue, because Mr. G provided the American barbecue. So, you know, the Italians came out for that real quick. But we had a good mixed day. We pulled up about 300 kilos of trash.
Wow.
But I'm impressed also, too, and what I mean by that, because we did this same place last year, and it was probably 3 times what we pulled out this year. So the word's getting out, you know, as far as take care of your dispose of your trash properly. Plastic, there wasn't, I mean, we got 300 kilos, yes, but it wasn't as bad as like last year. We were pulling out motorized bikes, car batteries, you name it. It was incredible disaster last year, but this year it was much cleaner. So we're getting the word out, the Italians are getting the word out, and we're doing some great things. So I want to appreciate send out an appreciation for all the volunteers that did come out with us, and of course my scuba club dive members that did too. We had a great day.
I just want to ask how the HSA is going.
Oh, the HSA, we did very well too. Actually, on the beach cleanup, we had, and you met the gentleman, Francesco, who assisted on me and 3 other of my members get the HSA qualification dive buddy program done. So Francesco was out there too on the dive, and he does a lot. But we're going to be setting up another course here pretty soon. So if you're interested, as far as learning how to work with handicapped personnel, we're actually working on with one right now. We started last week just to test the waters, no pun intended, and stuff like that, because this individual is pretty much has short arms and stuff like that. So I don't remember the correct pronunciation of it as far as his disability, but pretty much he has like flipper arms and stuff like that too. So it's going to be a challenge, but we accept the challenge, and we're reaching out to the HSA Association themselves and stuff, because I'm sure they dealt with someone like that before. So we just never dealt with it here in Italy. So we're waiting on a response. We sent something out before we left for Ustica for our 4th of July weekend. So we'll keep you tuned.
If you're just tuning in, I'm here with Mr. G from the Sicanella Scuba Club. We talked about quite a few things this afternoon. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I just want to say, you know, thanks again for AFN Sicanella having us back on this year and stuff. You guys have been a big plus and a big help getting the word out and helping us when we go out on the road as well, too, and covering the HSA portion that we did. Again, we're going to be having our open water course, like I said, in about 10 minutes. So I'm going to be rushing to go across the street for that. And the following week, we're going to be doing the same thing. But if anybody has any kind of questions as far as scuba diving in general, just reach out to me. I usually post up, we posted on the Facebook pages, the various ones, SIG 1, 2, SIG List, Good One, and all the good stuff like that. There's too many out there, but I try to get the word across there. But if you see me out in the parking lot, you know, I got the big red truck, so don't worry, I won't hit you to stop me and stuff. And ask the questions away. But anyone that does have open water qualifications, we are going to be doing also a advanced open water course too. So if you want to step up to the next level, let us know so then we can start classifying and getting your link set up. And also too, gathering up for anybody that needs that refresher course. So I'm going to be teaching a refresher course. As long as I need at least three people. So if you have three or four people that are interested, just hit me up on Facebook, whatever, and we'll get a date set. It'll basically be a two-day scenario for you, and we'll get you. I'll get you all the details for it. But if anybody's out there that hasn't dove in a while, a couple years, a couple months, okay, refresher course will not hurt you. Trust me, you'll thank yourself, and I thank you too.
I'll definitely be going for the advanced.
There you go. I'm looking forward to it, Diesel.
Thanks for coming out.
I appreciate you.
You tuned into 105.9 AFN Signal, station serving America's best.